Hello and welcome to our Wellness at Sea podcast on physical wellness. I'm joined by Rob Mangles, who has 22 years experience as a personal trainer, is the director of the Gym Tin and a nutrition coach. He's going to talk to us about the connection between physical fitness and mental well-being and tips for keeping healthy at sea and also at home between contracts. While the opportunities you have at sea may be more limited by shift patterns and restrictions, it's good to know what to aspire to and to get into routines that benefit you during your time at home.
So Rob, if you're a seafarer and you're stuck on board a ship with very limited amount of equipment, you haven't got any actual special equipment at all, you've just got what you've got on the ship, and you're stuck in a relatively confined space, you know, what is it that you can do about your physical health and your physical fitness and obviously the way that would then impact on your mental well-being?
Yeah, so there's quite a few things you can do. In terms of exercise, walking around the ship would be one great way. Just some fat burning exercise of moving around the body. Key element for you, move the big articulating joints of our body, hips and ankles. So step movements are really, really good. They will help you to move and articulate the big joints in your body. Once you're doing it, just roll your shoulders through it as well. That could be great. Bodyweight exercises, fantastic. Things like press-ups and sit-ups, yeah. These type of things, they're really good. You could use your bunk bed as an opportunity for doing some tricep dips. And also think about the mental well-being aspect of things. So go for a walk and then perhaps look at something like some meditation, some yoga or some fitness pilates to keep your body supple and actually relaxing your brain and entering into our rest and digest stage.
We talk about mental well-being, but just how much of a connection is there between our mental well-being and physical exercise?
Huge, absolutely huge. We now know that by not moving is the same equivalent. If you didn't move for 6 hours, that's the same negative effect as smoking 2 cigarettes. That's what the NHS have just told us last week. Very, very interesting. I'm not quite sure how they made the full correlation, but there is some pseudoscience in there. So we have some endorphins that are released into our body, some hormones. We have endorphin release, we have dopamine release, we have serotonin. These are all good feel-good factors. The more you do of it, the more you plan of it, you release more dopamine into our body. And dopamine is the one that's a bit of a Moorish factor, you know. So if you get into exercise, you know, some people go, oh, you're addicted to exercise. Well, that's because you get these feel-good factors into your body. And whether or not it's exercise or if it's, you know, pleasurable foods, they all have an emotional side to it. So the more dopamine released into our body, the more we want of something. So plan your exercise, get it in there, and plan your meditation so you can rest and digest as well.
So what other things are important to us? Obviously, we can do bits of exercise and we can do that on board a ship, even in a confined space. What are the other things that are really important to sort of keep a physical our physical fitness up without actually sort of exerting ourselves in any way?
Yeah, so I would look at some more of the flexibility and mobility exercises that you can do. Certainly turning 42 this year is a challenge for me. You know, I have a 6-year-old and a 3-year-old, and you know, bending down and picking up my kids is something that's very, very important to me. But I know an awful lot of people that I train that find that really, really difficult. But also when you're on a boat and you're not moving very much, I really encourage you to keep moving as much as you possibly can. Flexibility is so, so key. So when you go to bed at night, half an hour beforehand, try and do a stretch routine, which could be maybe like 5 or 6 minutes long, but it will help your body to breathe and digest. It will help you process the activities you've had of the day. And importantly as well, it will keep your joints nice and supple. You will also find that you will sleep quicker, i.e. you go to sleep quicker when you get into bed, and you'll also rest a lot better as well. Don't forget you burn calories when you sleep, and don't forget as well that sleep pattern is really important. We can try and aim for 8 hours. This seems to be the magical figure. In fact, they say that the majority of multimillionaires in the world sleep for 8.5 hours every night, which is quite interesting. There you go.
So we all just need to get a lot more sleep.
Yeah, sleep is really, really key. Yeah. So if I was to look at the four pillars of that we need to look at, number one would be sleep. If you want to lose weight, the one thing that people get wrong is they don't sleep enough. And they start to fraternize and worry about things, which causes you to want to have more feel-good factors. And we all know those feel good factors, don't we, Mel? You know, the comfort foods, the comfort wine, the alcohol, etc. They're all the tasty things are a little bit moreish that you want a bit more dopamine. But guess what? You're going to want a bit more of those type of things as well. Remember that something like a bottle of wine will have 1,000 calories in it. So, and they also are a bit of a diuretic as well. So they're going to make you want to drink water. But unfortunately, our ghrelin hormone in our body doesn't agree with that when it tells you that you're hungry or thirsty. And if you're putting a diuretic into your body, you need to drink lots more water. So hydrate, which will be in the second pillar. Water, have a pint of water first thing in the morning to flush out your toxins. And number two is to then rehydrate the body by cleaning out the organs. So in the morning, aim to have a pint of water first thing. Within half an hour, have a second pint of water. And go for a pint of water before each meal. You'll find that you might struggle to finish your plate, which is a good thing. Your body might be dehydrated. Number three is eating a balanced variety of foods. So go for lots of root vegetables, lots of colour on your plate. And number four is exercise or movement. So, yeah, and in that order, please. Go for it in that order. And you'll find that you'll live a much healthier and happier lifestyle.
That's brilliant. But if we did none of those things, Rob, if we didn't do any of the exercise and we didn't drink water properly and we weren't sleeping properly, what effect would that have on our mental well-being?
Well, if you think about the gut of our body, the gut biome, it's got 10 trillion cells into it. We have 10 trillion cells in our body. You're 50% bacteria, which sounds a bit weird. But if you think about the quality of food that you put into there, lots of fruit, vegetables, lots of quality, the better that your biome of your gut works. That links through the vagus nerve to our brain and helps to repopulate and make our nervous system work properly and all the connections throughout our body. If we don't exercise, if we don't move, if we don't put the quality into our lives, Mel, if you don't invest in your wellness today, you'll invest in your illness tomorrow. That is a wonderful saying. Invest in your wellness today to stop that illness tomorrow. Do it. Sleep well, drink better water, eat better food, and move your body.
Well, that's very good advice for all of us. Thank you so much, Rob. Thanks so much for joining us today. Thanks for all of your advice and your expertise. We're really appreciative.
No, it's great stuff. And let's do another one very soon. That'd be great.
Thank you so much for joining us. And we look forward to sharing our next podcast with you.